The harp is an instrument that's central to any classical orchestra, and the Irish harp, of course, is a key part of both Irish music and Irish traditional culture. But the harp is not generally associated with the world of jazz. Amongst the great proponents of the instrument in jazz was Alice Coltrane, bandleader, composer, harpist, and the wife of the legendary jazz saxophonist John Coltrane. Well, the legacy of Alice Coltrane is being continued by a new generation of harpists, particularly my next guest, Ukrainian-born jazz harpist Alina Bezhinska, who begins a 10-date Irish tour tonight at the Sugar Club in Dublin with her quartet. Alina is with me now, but before we chat, let's have some music from the Alina Bezhinska Quartet. This is taken from her current album, Inspiration, and it's called Limke. And that was the Alina Bezhinska Quartet with Limke, taken from Alina's current album, Inspiration. And it's just a sample of what you can hear later tonight at the Sugar Club in Dublin and at various venues around the country over the coming week as the quartet embark on a 10-date Irish tour. And Alina Bezhinska is with me now. Let's talk about that song, Limke. I read that it was inspired by both Alice Coltrane and Dorothy Ashby. Tell us a little bit about these two women. They were pioneers, weren't they, of the jazz harp?
Yes, both Alice and Dorothy were incredibly talented musicians, both from Detroit, very similar age, and they played music all over 60s and 70s. Then Dorothy sadly died and Alice still continued playing. What they did was incredible, and they should be really our role models. That's how I feel, and I feel sad sometimes that we don't know enough about them, because they dedicated their life to music and they made enormous impact, not just into harp music, but jazz in general, and I would say contemporary music in general. And they have lots of followers, but I think they deserve more recognition for what they've done.
And at that time when they were practicing and playing jazz harp in those kind of jazz combos, including John Coltrane, the husband of Alice Coltrane, and they would have worked together. Was the harp a usual instrument to have in jazz?
Harp is not the usual instrument, full stop. It's a very special instrument. Even in classical world, everyone goes like, wow, when they find out, for example, what I do for a living, everyone's like, wow. And when I say I'm actually jazz harpist, people just drop, you know, because they don't expect that. Yes, especially in the 60s, 70s, when Alice and Dorothy were really active, I think it was very unusual. And both of them have very different lives in music, but they both had lots of struggle as a Black American woman who played quite unusual instruments and unusual music as well. For example, even though Alice was a wife of John Coltrane, she only started playing harp when John died. He encouraged her to play harp, and being with him, she got this idea of this magical instrument, but she only got the harp after his death. So she treated harp, I guess, like almost like a tool to maybe have this kind of spiritual contact to her husband, who encourage her to play the harp. And Dorothy Ashby was trained in early time of her life as a harpist and a pianist, and her dad was a guitarist. So I guess she got into harp from very young age. She played with a lot of precision and lots of understanding of forms and technique, and you can hear it in all her recordings that she did for Motown music, for example, and her own recordings.
Now, as you say, Alice used the harp in some way, maybe to make contact with her dead husband. And they are quite ethereal or mythical, the type of sound she gets out of the harp, aren't they?
Definitely. And what I like about Alice's music, that she plays the harp and she treats it. She said that harp is like sunset and the piano is a sunrise. And you really hear it in her music, because very often she records on harp and also on piano, dubbing both instruments. Or she has an arrangements of some tunes where she uses only harp. And you can hear how the aura is changing as well when she uses the harp. However, when you hear her early playing, she definitely uses harp more like a vibe instrument. But when later on you hear her music, she starts using harp with more intensity. And I really like this idea, because I think she also kind of got deeper into the instrument and started understanding it better.
That was Alice Coltrane with Journey in Satchidananda, and I'm talking to Alina Bezhinska about Alice Coltrane and Alina's upcoming tour in Ireland. Tell us a little bit about that track, Journey in Satchidananda.
Journey in Satchidananda is a very important album in Alice Coltrane's career, if she ever thought about her music as a career, because it was just a life that she lived with her instruments and music. Journey in Satchidananda was recorded in the early 70s, and she dedicated this whole album to a guru, Satchidananda, that she met, who really changed her life. It's a very spiritual album. She plays both harp and piano in this album. And Journey in Satchidananda is the title of this album, title song. And she only plays harp in this tune. So I think you can really hear in the music a very spiritual connection to her guru.
Now, the other person that you see as a very strong influence is Dorothy Ashby. And you're involved in a new project dedicated to her work. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. When I started 3 years ago a project dedicated to Alice Coltrane, I knew that sooner or later I will have to do another project dedicated to Dorothy Ashby, because they're both very important people in music. And for me personally, as a harpist, I knew that if I wouldn't properly study both of them, I would not be able to call myself a jazz harpist. So playing Dorothy Ashby stuff really taught me a lot of discipline and a lot of understanding of harmony and different style of improvisation as well, because in Alice Coltrane music you can hear lots of free improvisation, when in Dorothy Ashby you can hear more structure. Her songs are more related to more traditional jazz and forms, and it's very good, I think, to know both. That's why I took very seriously her music and dedicated my second project to her.
Well, let's have a sample of Dorothy Ashby. This is from her 1968 album, Afro Harping, and it's called Games. Thank you. That was Games by Dorothy Ashby, and I'm talking to Alina Bezhinska, who is herself a jazz harpist. So how did you start in jazz harping?
I think since I was a child, I always wanted to do something different. That's maybe how I did choose the harp, because nobody dared to play harp when in age of seven, and I did. I also realized that I wanted to make the sound that is slightly different from the classical sound, and it would be probably easier for me to express myself through the music that I compose and arrange myself. It was a long journey to this. The realization was there, but I didn't really know how to even start with it. And I was very fortunate in my life that I found some teachers who guided me.
And was this in the Ukraine?
It was after I left Ukraine, and when I studied with Helga Stork, Professor Helga Stork in Germany, I studied classical music with her. And then Helga said to me, you know what, I can see you have so much more to say, and why don't you go and try to get a scholarship with Dr. Carol McLachlan in Arizona University? I can feel that two of you can get along really well and maybe can get somewhere where you really belong. And that was one way of thinking that I can study this kind of music. But then it was also almost a coincidence that I heard Alice Coltrane album Journey in Such a Dananda, and I heard harp being played completely different way than I ever expected, and it completely blew me away, and I got almost scared to think how free she was and how wonderful it is to be free. So I thought, yes, I want this. And that's how it all kind of started.
Now, you're here with your own quartet. So what can people expect from the quartet?
It's, you know, if I would think what people expect, I will probably never play my music. First, it's the sound, what I expect. I expect the good sound and magical sound of the instruments. And you have to have right people with right sound and right personality, of course, knowledge as well, but the sound is everything. And I have Tony Coffey on saxophones, who brings this amazing sound of like a recall of Coltrane and Joe Henderson. And I have Larry Bartley, who is very knowledgeable and very beautiful bass player, who knows how to bring this groove of this 70s into 60s, 70s into the music, and he's a great improviser. Joel Prime is from Australia, and he plays drums in my band, but he's also an amazing percussionist, so he always incorporates these instruments into the arrangements. I think that's the unique sound that we make.
So, Alina, we're going to finish up now with another track from your 2018 album, Inspiration. This is called Following a Lovely Sky Boat. Tell us about this track.
That's that was one of my favourite tracks in the album, because we'd never expected anything what we played. We just sat down and we were inspired by Alice's tune, A Lovely Sky Boat. And we just sat down and started playing. And that's why I called it Following, because it's not exactly what she played, but it's in kind of vibe of Coltrane's, and everyone puts a little bit of very special individual things in it. So, yeah, when we play it, it's always sound different. And tonight in the concert, people will hear a completely different version.
Okay, well, let's hear this version now. It's Alina Bezhinska and her quartet with Following a Lovely Sky Boat.
Thank you.
And that was the Alina Bashinska Quartet with the track Following a Lovely Skyboat, taken from her 2018 album Inspiration. The quartet begins its Irish tour tonight at the Sugar Club in Dublin before taking in a further 7 counties around the country, from Cork to Donegal, Galway to Wicklow. You can find full details of those gigs at musicnetwork.ie.